Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. Cool. So today on the podcast, we're going to be speaking to Michelle, also known as Blue Nine. She is a Chicago-born and raised DJ producer, rising up the ranks of the underground house techno scene. Art and music have always been a priority and focus, learning the violin at seven, followed by composition and interest in piano and percussion. This is echoed in her hauntingly beautiful productions, which often fuse the electric violin with percussion instruments plus string elements and can be found on many labels. Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yay. And thank you for getting up so early in the morning for this.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm not particularly a morning person. I mean, it's our lifestyle, isn't it? I don't think any DJs are morning people unless it's like getting in at the morning.
Yeah, we're getting in at the morning. Yes. Because it's 11 a.m. here.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad. But
that's not too bad. So it's 10 here in France, but yeah.
It's still early.
Yeah, it's okay. Cool. So tell me, how did you get into music? What's your story?
I was 17, back in Chicago. My family, my cousins were DJs, in the late 90s, early 2000s. So I got taught around the same time. And I just wanted to do that. I'm like, well, if they can do it, why can't I do it? Didn't have a lot of female DJs at the time, except for we had Super Jane. So okay. That was DJ Heather, Lady D, Colette, and Dahoda.
Nice.
And I used to go see them. And they weren't that much older than me at the time either, because they were all in their mid to later 20s. I mean, I was in my late teens, but I just found it that I'm like, I just love the music and to do that. And I was raised around music. So, I went in that direction and, I started production maybe a few years ago. So, okay. I took a break because, I had my daughter, when I was 21. So I took a little bit of a break to help raise her. And then I started to come back into the scene in Chicago in my late 20s.
Okay, amazing.
So, and it hasn't stopped since.
And that's fab to hear. I mean, I think a lot of women take a break to have children, which is obviously like the done thing, but was it maybe a little bit petrifying to think whether you would be able to get back into the scene, or were you just not bothered?
Right. I mean, it was just me and her, because I had her on my own. So okay. She wants nothing to do with it. she doesn't, the only time she wants, she's involved is if she wants to go to a festival.
Oh yeah. I bet. Like, mom, can you get me on the guest list?
Now it's like, mom, can we go here? Can you get me here?
Yeah.
I want to see this person. I want to meet this person. And it's okay. Now you're okay with it. But when I say I have to go to New York or, LA, I'm like, I have to go DJ, or even here, she's.
Yeah.
She's not happy about it, but it makes me happy. It doesn't make a lot of people in my family happy, because I have another side of myself. I'm a therapist, a pediatric therapist. Normally, during the day, and I had to renew when the before the pandemic, I was DJing. That was the main, my main thing.
Yeah.
And then once everything hit, I was like, oh, well, this is not going to work.
Yep.
So I renewed my practicing night license. So that's what I've been doing. Just so a steadier income comes, it came in, but now it's starting to come back. So little by little, it's starting to get more and more where I'm up to playing almost every single weekend, whether it be in Chicago or somewhere out of state. So yeah. It's getting there, but it's not there yet.
Oh, it's been an absolutely crazy year and a half just gone. I mean, I DJ full time, so for me, I had the time off. I was quite lucky about the French government; they gave everybody money. Yay! Thank you.
Yay.
I've never been so happy to pay my taxes in my life. Never been so happy like when that came through. So that gave me an amazing bit of time off. But if that hadn't been the case, I would have had to have got another job in an industry that was still rolling. And I think you've just got to do what you have to do to survive. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just life, isn't it? So
right.
But yeah, I suppose you're now at the point now where DJing's now and the travel's now taking over your what would have been your normal life. So then will you transition back into full-time DJing, or what's on the plan?
I will. I've noticed some of the things, it's hard because a lot of the places that we used to play at are not longer there.
Yeah.
They didn't survive, you know, things. And we try to, because I'm part of Ferris Wheel.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And Jean tries to do a very good job of trying to get us all to be together and play together and just be part of and have parties and things like that. So when he started the show for me, and I took this month off just to kind of, because there's a lot of holidays and there's a lot of things happening in Chicago,
yeah,
or in general, that once I get back, I will end up being starting up the Shades show again.
Okay.
And Ferris Wheel. But he, you know, we tried to, that's how we worked. We tried to help each other, keep each other on tab, you know, making sure that we were all still doing something and not, one of my friends, DJ friends, like, don't let the sad take over, because there were points where a lot of DJs, and I'm not sure how, if you saw, the people were just sad. Like, you go through like these like really low points. I think it's because when we, and I did too, because we would all constantly be working, and now we had nothing. And
yeah,
it's almost, and because there's nothing, you feel like you're doing nothing, but everybody's not doing anything right now, you know, at that point. And but it was just it messed with your head a lot. So
yeah, no, I am actually, yes. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head there. I mean, there are so many people that connected with me during the lockdown, during the pandemic, and being like, I've just got no joy. I'm so used to like creating a happy party atmosphere. We live on a high. It's just, and then all of a sudden you're not going to work. So you feel like you're not really a person, because you're not providing, you're not bringing any money in, you're not being able to do the things that you love as well, which is like a dream job. And all of a sudden you're like, right, I'm like a housewife. Or I'm like, what do I do? And I personally struggled with that as well. And then it's difficult. You've got to change your mentality and try and do some different things. Like for me, I launched this podcast and threw all of my time and effort into that. But I have so many creative people that just threw the towel in and was like, nah, this isn't for me anymore. I'm not going to do this again. And then others who evolved and made something beautiful and concentrated on productions or got their EPKs or just did some stuff to help progress. So when they were ready to, when the world was ready to go back to normal, which is, I mean, it's almost there. They hit the ground running. So yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? To just all of a sudden just have everything that you love taken away from you, you're like, now yeah. What do I do?
Yeah. I mean, I worked a lot on production. I think the one thing I had releases, but it was hard because I'm making all these things, but where am I going to play them?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, it was a very defeating thing. I did a lot and set a lot of like groundwork and worked on a lot of things. But one thing that I have noticed, I liked being not the pressure.
Oh yeah.
Because at one point, which you know, that break made it better, because I was more robotic.
Yeah.
Before, like it was just like, okay, this, you know, it was just so rote, and it was fun, but it wasn't fun. It just felt like I was like just going through the motions and a robot and
like a job.
But when like a job. It wasn't fun anymore at one point, but it was very stressful. But now I'm creating more on my time. So it's a little bit easier to, it's not, I think anything that taught me was it'll still be there. So, you know, the only person that you're kind of struggling with is yourself. But it'll, it's actually nice to kind of be on my own schedule a little bit. But I mean, it is getting busy, but it's also just, I'm being very particular more about what gigs I'm taking.
Yeah.
And it's okay to say no.
Oh my God. I literally had this conversation with Saya. I've done a podcast with her last week, and she said exactly the same thing. She's like, actually, I'm at a stage now where I can be a little bit picky, and it's okay to not pick a gig that doesn't fit your vibe. Doesn't fit your life, doesn't fit your kind of blueprint as an artist, because you don't need to do that anymore. So,
yeah. And it's like before it was like taking, you know, it was just like taking, but like it was like overscheduled.
Yeah. Oh my God. Me too. And, me too.
And I liked if I travel to different cities, if I know I'm going to be in different cities, a friend of mine who is actually out in the States now, and she's based out of London, she's like, okay, figures, you come out here and I go back out, I go out by you. But I noticed, I'm like, you're not as scheduled and running as you were. She's like, neither are you. She's like, it's nice, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Actually enjoy your time in the city versus I'm flying in, I play, I fly back out in the morning, I can't, you know, I like making connections with people just instead of just being rushed. So that's what I'm noticing. That's where I kind of like it. I'm not playing as much, but still I don't know. I feel like if I'm going to a city that I've never been, I want to see it. I want to know what it's like. I want to know the people. I want to know who I'm playing for.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, whether they want to come out and see me, and it's having that connection instead of it being just like, oh, yep, you're in. Okay. See you later. Bye. Here's a juice for the road kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's important. It's important more so now than ever to make those connections, because I think we all took it for granted, actually. And, you know, it's nice just to hang out with the bar people and the people that have come to see you or whoever it may be, and just check out the city, check out the place, and also cut down the stress of travel. Travel's stressful. And it is great. Like, you're like,
stressful. Oh,
I'm flying here, I'm flying back here, I'm doing this, I've got to get a car, I've got to get a taxi, I've got to get a train, I've got to do whatever. And you get to the gig and you're like, hi. Like completely chaos.
I want my bed.
I'm with you on that one. So what's happening for you, like in the lineup to Christmas, etc.? Are you booked every week? Are you taking festival bookings for next year as well? What's the plan?
I just got booked for ARC again, a festival in Chicago. It was that first one that we did of just strictly house and techno, which we needed it as a city.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we've had Spring Awakening, we've had North Coast, like some of these festivals, but they're more bass house EDM style kind of thing. And ARC was strictly house and techno. And to have that, and it was so nice, because normally we go to Detroit, we go to Movement every year.
Okay.
For techno festival. And it was nice to actually have it in our own city and have that here, which everybody's always shocked to know we didn't have that at all.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't really, I mean, they would have certain house festivals, but as funny as it sounds, the true house heads in Chicago don't like the rest of us.
Oh,
they're very picky.
Wow.
And they stick with their own and they book their own, and it's just very clicky. DJing, and if you can make it DJing in Chicago, you're doing something right. It's probably one of the hardest cities to ever play in.
Wow. Did not know that.
And it's just very I don't know, it's like in every city, like they also take their locals for granted. Like we have some amazing artists that are from Chicago, but you would never really know,
right,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's can be difficult to maneuver sometimes, and frustrating, especially also being female.
Yeah, I'd imagine frustration is key.
I'm one of the few females DJs in Chicago that consistently plays.
Wow.
The rest, it's not so, it's like spotty here and there. But the only other like techno DJ from Chicago is Hiroko.
Okay, cool.
She's the only, like, but it's just us. So if they're looking too. For like a in the mirror, or I mean, there's some girls, younger girls that are coming up, but they, it's very, like when I started DJing, I wanted to learn all the time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to learn how to get better. I'm noticing a lot that they don't, because technology's kind of taken over a little bit, but I'm just like, you know, there's going to be a day where tech is going to fail you and it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure that you know all facets of what's going to happen. I mean, I had a friend that I taught him, because he asked me, this was years ago, and I purposely knocked the USB. So that it would go into emergency loop.
Oh my God, I've done that.
I don't think I've ever heard him scream like that. Like he's panicking, and I'm like, figure it out.
Because
it happens. Yeah. But from now until the bigger things, like I got a couple festivals for 2022. I'm still noticing they're booking it, but it's, they're like, there's a the clauses of the possibility of mic canceling, who knows, kind of thing, because I think people still don't know. I don't think Chicago's going to go back into a lockdown, but our numbers are ridiculously high, and they make it very difficult to really be like, okay, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
For sure. And it's usually, I'm a planner, so it's like if I have to get this done, and there's too many unknowns sometimes.
Yeah.
So that to me bothers me, where I'm just like, what's gonna happen? But just a couple of gigs in the city, because I'm a resident at Primary, and I'm playing there a couple nights in December, and then also New Year's Eve. We have LeFleur coming.
Okay.
So I'm her opener.
Oh, lovely.
So I looked at a couple of things. It's just waiting for the summertime for the festivals. I mean, it's usually good stuff with it kind of slows down a little bit in January.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like a nice, it's going to be a nice welcome break where I can actually enjoy something.
Take some time off.
Yeah. So I'm getting better at that. Like the self-care kind of thing.
Yeah, I think actually the whole pandemic has made everybody a little bit more conscious about taking some time off, conscious about how they're feeling, a bit more self-care, a bit more wellness, a bit more like chilling out. But yeah, it sounds like you've you're pretty busy then, in which case, and obviously managing your day job, your real job as well. Yeah. Wow. Carnage.
Which that ends in the summer. I work in a school.
Okay,
so,
cool.
I'm done in May.
Okay, so not too far.
Not too far. But like in the fall, like during this time I there, but I get a lot of I get paid all year round.
Yeah.
So even when I'm not working, especially in the summer, I'm still getting paid.
Lovely. That's the joys of working in a school, isn't it? amazing.
But it's and they're very good about with my DJ and stuff too. I'm like, I was upfront about it and they're like, oh, that's great. It's, you know, something, because it's a very high burnout rate what I do.
Yeah.
There are some days. So it's this balances it out again. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Amazing. So if anyone wants to get in contact with you, I've got your social handles for Instagram at Blue Nine Chicago.
Yes.
You're on Spotify at Blue Nine, as in BLU 9, because I typed in BLUE and I was like, hang on a second, that doesn't look like you.
That's not me.
I had a lovely little listen to your new tracks. And what we're going to put in the show notes is how to get hold of your downloadable link for your EP Virgo Sun on Equation Recordings. I obviously need some more coffee. So, so a downloadable link for your EP Virgo Sun on Equation Recordings. So we'll pop that in the show notes and that'll go out to all the Good Vibes Only peeps. So yeah, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. What's the rest of your day looking like for you now?
coffee probably more sleep.
Amazing.
So we'll see.
Excellent.
But just and be with my friend, so
yeah. Cool. Well, thank
who's
you so
also
much.
DJ, but she's in the other room.
Oh, is she? Yeah. We should have got her on as well.
Oh.
So anybody's listening, will. Actually, Michelle's actually in Greece at the moment, aren't you?
Right.
Athens, just over from the US. On tour, played a couple of gigs this weekend, staying with friends, needing some more sleep, basically. But that's actually worked out perfectly because we're on the right time zones. Because when you said about coming on, I was like, I'm either going to have to get up really early or stay up really late.
But then I was like, oh, it's perfect. I'll be already out here. So
yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. Well, once again, Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And let's try and catch up in the summer next year. Find out what else you're up to.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always.